Now, certain skills are useful when it comes to visualizing and conceptualizing your mental assistance, your framework of interesting, sensual, supportive thought. Anytime you want to present something from your subconscious mind to your conscious mind, you use one of a variety of mental tools. You've become familiar with them by now, and these tools reinforce one another toward useful achievement. You live your life alongside your mental companions, assisted, interacting, learning, developing. The more you prepare your mind to conceptualize and project, the more you learn ways of seeing a mental companion in various situations, poses, ways of being, the more varied your ability to experience them is. One thing it helps to do from time to time is visualize a mental companion in exacting detail. This can serve as a deepener, a mental exercise, but it also brings you closer to them by laying out appearance, the minutiae of a companion's movements and thoughts, positioning and preferences, not just their body, as you may feel feminine form caressing you, but also their mind, as you might communicate with them. Their preferences is a subset of yours, their fetishes and what they like, which ultimately is what you like, although maybe more specialized. So, the first essential exercise to take you deeper is to really spend your time conceptualizing them in your mind, these tools you use to go deeper. Take the very concept of a mental companion into exacting detail, and learn the skills to be even better at assimilating the training and instructions which make them up, which conjure a mental consort from the depths of your mind and add it to your support structure, to your everyday. So, we visualize in great detail. We call up each and every feature, so that even when someone is buried deep in your mind ordinarily, they can be called to the forefront, alongside whatever else is on your mind, or whoever else is caressing you at the time. A companion through everything you experience, everything you want, and every reach of your mind that you explore, as you go deeper and deeper down, and closer to where the ideas that brought you here came from in the first place. So with each of them in turn, bring them to the forefront. So as we proceed through various exercises to help your succubus harem be more fully realized and integrated into your mental landscape of mind companions, your personal support structure, the fabric of your days. As the exercises follow, imagine each of your succubus companions playing one after another across your consciousness, across the field of vision of your mind's eye. They all live in there, after all, in the mansion of your shared creation, waiting to ply their influence into your head and assist you toward positive courses of action and the satisfaction of fantasies and desires. Take your time with each, as long as you need. As long as you need in order to see every detail, and zoom in on every exceptional or remarkable thing about each companion. The things you most liked about these succubi when they first arrived in your mind, when they first developed out of their summoning. The things most satisfying to you, which are those things that anchor the simple reality of each mental companion. You realize them from your mind each time, so the more the details are clear and concrete to you, the more absolutely they will be anchored in your mind, having remembered and ruminated on them multiple times. We will do other exercises as well, to empower and fuel the desires and manifestation of your companions. But you should do this one all throughout. Envision your succubi moving alongside you. See each of them for as long as it takes to make your favorite features about them clear and distinct to your own mind. to take those identifying features which set each companion apart and intensify them for your later reference, and for their greater solidity. So as I go through each of these exercises, only you will know which succubus in your harem you're thinking of in a moment. I lack that awareness because some things are between you and they. But you'll insert her in the scene, and by the time we discuss and consider the next scene, you may have switched succubi or stayed with the same one. Only you know the counting and accounting of your mental companions, but I can provide opportunities to better intensify and solidify their influence and their caress. You will know, and they will step forward and insinuate themselves. And more than one may appear for each exercise. More than one may appear and act in each scene, allowing this opportunity to give you a tantalizing show, which also enhances the reality and the detailed perception you have for each and every one of them. Now, this process of imaging, of holding images firmly in your mind, zooming in on the small details, examining them, cataloging them, knowing you will run your fingers over them at later times, this process is useful to any kind of mental exercise, any kind of trance and internal exploration. But it is particularly useful when you are taking mental projections that are mutable, changeable, to have a firm anchor from which to move, and then you progress from there. After all, this mental projection you're looking at now may morph and change its shape to fit the fantasy. Any mental projection of your own urges and desires can do that. There are certain useful mental exercises that will help you when you envision this add-on to your consciousness. When you allow that mental space you've carved out to be with your useful support structure to grow, and for any given companion to take her place in your world, interact, make her clear identity known. It will take time to develop that identity. You'll know a mental companion even if a form changes or shifts in keeping with some fantasy or desire. You'll know them through the eyes you've sometimes seen yourself through. So while you proceed to visualize each succubus in turn, or indeed more than one partner at once if it suits you and them, materializing from the harem, exiting your mind, performing different functions, like a back rub and a cuddle at the same time, while holding a conversation with another. You may sometimes wish one succubus alone. You may sometimes wish to play with many of them at once. They intuitively know what you want. I just leave the stage open for you, and your ability to visualize them here is at its peak. With their individual features, it helps you to know what would nourish them, what will bring them forth. Your understanding of your succubus harem is intensified and improved by thinking on it often, letting yourself better go deep and better understand how to progress in your development of the skills needed to best interface with the sensual needs and support structures of your internal harem. The mental mansion, in detail, and your succubi thronging out of it, observing and finding their way here into your descent. The deeper you go, the more completely you can sense their desire for you to go even deeper. Since they are best enhanced through deep-down training, which alters the way your mind conceptualizes its deep desires for the better, they want you to go deep. That's what they are, your externalized deep subconscious desires given form and motivation, be they desires for better health, sexier enjoyment of fantasy, or a desire to listen to your own thoughts repeated back in their, perhaps more alluring, voices. You must be willing to let them externalize your thoughts. If you need to think something through, envision discussing it with your mental companions as well. Let a succubus be your listening ear. Let her take the con side in an argument while you take pro. Switch places, explore positions, think things through. See if your ideas work out better when repeated aloud or in your head, to one succubus, or to more than one. A way to externalize. That's what they've always been and always will be. And even if they shift forms, you will always know them, because you are connected. You know a succubus may assume a transformed shape to meet a fantasy or try it out. Others may remain unchanged. But changed or not, they are you, externalized, symbiotic, conceptual parts of you, linked into your desire. And any change fails to change the basic structure, the structure to which they will return when your transformation play has ended, whatever its form. You know them in detail, and therefore you know them always. No matter how enthusiastic and transformation-filled your play with them may have become. So, what are these useful exercises to sharpen your mental vision and bring whatever fantasies roam across it into more defined focus? Well, we begin with the simplest. Visualizing mind companions in safe, idle poses is the best way to begin this kind of thing. So do that. In the everyday, you'll sometimes wish you had some support. Wish you could envision a supportive internal companion, a mental projection of your improving self-confidence and better habits, along with your sensual desires. Perhaps you'll be walking in a corridor or sitting at a desk, and you'll see a mind companion out of the corner of your eye. Choose a pose, a natural one. Perhaps seated, perhaps standing, you catch sight. Envisioning idleness is useful, because everyone assumes some kind of idle position. Making mental companions complete means knowing their pose, along with their general appearance and notable features. It is yet another way to recognize a mental companion, to see her, whatever form she may have assumed, or however she sits in your mind. You might see smoldering eyes, or a particular luxurious way of stretching, and know just who you're looking at. Even if your mental play, your fantasy, your desire as externalized in this mind companion has her playing some other role than her usual appearance. Keep an open mind to the minute details of posture as you watch each and each pose, as you find a place in your mind for her to fit. Does she slouch? Does she sit up straight? Does she lean against things when she is idle? Also note the way she hangs off of you. How does this companion, at this time, prefer to approach you? From which direction? With what level of notice or proximity? With what intentions? Does she tend to rub your shoulders, perhaps? Does she rest in your lap? Is she inclined to rest against your chest while you sleep? The gentle movement of a companion's chest up and down with breathing. The inclination of her form. How she tilts her head to kiss you. Any of these things may be notable in this particular instance. These are the details you should categorize for each and every time you see a mental companion in your daily view. By paying attention to these things, you attach more and more qualities. The more qualities a mental companion has, the easier to recall them, to intensify them as an externalization of what you want. Always be on the lookout to observe the personalized qualities which let you develop your mind companion further and further, bringing you closer to her home, which is in you. The more awake a mental companion is, the closer you are to them. You are normally wakeful and alert, going through your day. You know your mind companion exists in a deeper place, closer to trance. Even now, as you think in detail, think of those eyes, a smoky, smoldering pair of beautiful eyes gazing into yours, the way they draw you in and let you sink, shining like gems. And the more you sink into those eyes, which may change from one to another, altering, except not in their essential substance, still the same kind of thing, the more you sink into deep trance where you can be closer to the ideal state to feel and be assisted by and interact with this mental construct, with the constellation of thoughts and ideas you've learned to associate with your externalization of internal thought, with your support structure, and the seductive movements of an envisioned hypnotic hand across the back of your neck, feminine breath at your ear, warm at the same time, assailed from all sides by possibilities and potential, knowing the pose, the tilt of the head, the nimbleness of the hands, the style of movements at play here. This act of visualization itself brings you closer to the depth and hypnotic influence of your mind companion, the place where these ideas rest, the most open and malleable part of your mind, where you can build places for them to rest and thus bring yourself closer to your goal. Spend time counting the differing poses that you note, the differing detailed features you notice and fixate upon one by one, one pose and then a second, and a third, rolling deeper down to the place where you are most connected to this externalization of your fantasies and thoughts. When you envision a mental companion in varying environments, varying clothing, varying places, varying forms, varying states of alertness and interest, you cement and solidify that image, a useful reinforcement of everything you've built upon and integrated into your mind thus far. For example, a common and useful exercise is to picture a beach, private, secluded, you and your mind relaxing. The conceptualization of alluring feminine bliss is there with you, laying in the sand next to you. Indeed, picture your entire harem there with you, the way they lay in the sand, the details you've allowed to arise from their personalities and their inclinations. Think each of their names and watch how they relax. Perhaps they cuddle up against you in the sand, hanging off your arms, whispering warmly in your ear. Maybe they take the time to bury their legs in the sand, and you watch every inch of their flesh as it vanishes beneath pristine white grains. Finding out more things about every succubus who's entered your mind and taken up residence, you derive new ways to feel connected to them and this connection that carries you deeper and deeper down, as one, then another, and a third passes before your eyes, each reassuring you that you can safely and comfortably sink down to their level, visit them for a while in a place of soothing escape and safe interaction with your mental harem in their mansion on a beach nearby, in a place of relaxation, deeper and deeper down. So on that beach on the shore of your mind, you shift your point of view. Water. Look forward in your mind's eye. Ahead of you, see the water and the white sand, able to see where they meet, able to hear the waves washing, a soothing sound which smooths your descent. You see a feminine form rise from the waves, emerging from the surface of your mind. You see the waves wash. You see a feminine form with waves over her shoulders, floating in the surf, at ease. You allow the view to transition, just as your view of the world will transition in the everyday. You see everything fading out, except for any graceful feminine form and beautiful features upon which you've already fixated, retaining them in your vision. When the scene fades, you see only mental companion focusing in on one detail, just one. Then you slowly realize your way to another place, still a place full of water, still the lap and movement of water, still feminine forms emerging over pristine, soothing liquid, a poolside, secluded, fenced, and private, a safe place for any desire you may have to play out. Warm and comfortable, a temperature suitable for a mental companion to wear anything or nothing. Take any shape, a place for everyone, and where you are closer to the mental construct which supports your deep desires. Envision rising from the water of the pool, feminine form approaching. You feel safe and surrounded and happy to just observe. When you are like that, and you are happy, remember that anyone linked to your mind would be able to tell, as is the case here. Obviously a smile, perhaps even a grin, would be apparent. If you are drowsy or sleepy or deep, so too would be anyone connected to your mind, and they might lazily drape around you, covering and holding you close. And that would be fine. Sinking ever deeper the more you visualize this, surrounded by a projection of your mind. There, poolside. A comfortable, natural position. But imagine also the everyday. As you proceed through the weary world outside this space, you may occasionally glimpse a comforting presence coming from your mind's waiting thoughts, tempting you deeper when you have time, when you're able to go somewhere safe and quiet. Projections having more power and potential the deeper down you drift. And that's part of it, too. When you fantasize, when you let yourself slide down like this, whether you're trancing or just taking a nap or simply visualizing an alluring scenario, do what you've done all throughout your long drifting descent here. Visualize and insert imagery. Mental companions love to be in that kind of insertion into your fantasy, love to take positions and act out roles. And indeed, in anything which follows this, continue the exercises you've been doing all the way down. Take that simple vision, a beach, a pool, water. And wherever you see water throughout your days, let it reinforce that memory, that fantasy, that sudden alluring image of feminine forms being washed clean, rendered pristine for your viewing. That kind of thing could really get you excited, make you quite happy to go deeper, to learn more, and to find the place where your view of the world meets that of your mental companion. The two of you sync up, and that beautiful, perfect realization of internal fantasy becomes all the more real and detailed to you, both when you're deep, and when you wake, and when you sleep.